Jeff Bishop is a trader's trader, a guy that even the pros turn to as a mentor for how to minimize mistakes and maximize profits.
Good idea.
Thank you.
An expert at spotting the next trend and a careful observer of the market's movements and motivations.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Now it's your chance to pick his brain. This is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade.
What will they think of next?
Where he gives you his market sense and tells you what he's got his eye on and how he's going to play it.
Let the games begin.
That's right. Jeff Bishop is here, and he is going to talk about what he's thinking he might be doing next. Jeff is the editor at TopStockPicks.com, the co-founder of RagingBull.com, the Raging Bull community. Of course, covers trading from all aspects. You've got folks like Jeff who looks at ETFs and stocks. You've got Petra Hess looking at ETFs and stocks. You got Jason Bond with small caps and technical plays. You've got Jeff Williams with Penny Pro and much, much more. Davis Martin on options and everything else. And so, of course, it's RagingBull.com if you want more information on everybody. But if you want to find out what Jeff is doing and thinking, you're going to go to TopStockPicks.com. Jeff Bishop, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. That is a good team, isn't it, Chuck? Love our guys over there.
It is a good team, and I love the fact that every time I talk to somebody, it's kind of like I'm referring them to a different expert. But there's always one there for them to go to. So that's, I will say that.
Yeah, no matter what you like to trade or you're interested in, we probably have someone who's an expert to get some advice from, or at least follow what they're doing. It's a really good community.
Well, right now, we're going to find out what you're thinking. Your next trade is...
going long healthcare with XLV.
The XLV, the healthcare select sector spider ETF. And what has you looking at healthcare and the XLV right now?
Well, Trump's been talking it down a little bit, so it's a little bit off its highs. It hasn't seen much of a correction. And just a few weeks ago, we were pushing almost $85 on the ETF. Now it's trading around $81, so it's not a huge pullback. But I think it's one of those sectors that has great potential going into the end of the year. Kind of at a technical support level right here. If you look at the uptrend over the past year, it's a clear uptrend, and this is kind of the lower level of that uptrend. So as long as it doesn't fall much below here, below $80, I think it's a really good place to look at it as an end-of-the-year run.
We all hear about things like a Santa Claus rally and the January effect and what have you.
But this whole year's been a Santa Claus rally, so how much more?
That's true. But that being the case, do you look for end-of-the-year effects? Is that something that, as a trader, you're actually looking, going, hey, end-of-the-year runs are a thing that show up in patterns and that they're real and not just some sort of coincidence?
Yeah, especially in November, December. It's really hard to argue the data that there's not a Santa Claus rally that typically happens out there. So we like to think it's a one-off coincidence, but the coincidence happens so frequently that there's merit to it. My thinking behind it is that we see hedge fund managers who are managing multiple billions of dollars, who are lagging the market all the time, and they are just forced to go out and buy the best stocks, the ones that have been on the tear. So they want to buy the stocks that are up the most, not because it makes much sense, but they've got to protect their book. So at the end of the year, they have to be accountable to their shareholders, or the guys that put the money into their funds. January 1st, they've got to say, look, I own Amazon. I own Google. I own Netflix. I own all these great stocks because they're up a lot this year. I don't know why my performance is lagging. So they chase these stocks into the end of the year. And that kind of, it boosts the price going in. It provides a lot of support. And I also think there's another group that's out there looking for the value plays, the good sectors that are just looking to be valuable. And I think XLV fits that category. It's one of those sectors that really is solid. It's got a lot of good stocks involved in the ETF, and I think it's got a lot of potential to go up.
So how much potential to go up? I mean, you talked about the fact that it's pulled back, that it's off of recent highs. That, of course, gives you some measure to say, hey, we can go through that cycle, but is it going to break through? I mean, is there an expectation that it's going to get through that resistance level?
Yeah, when I look at the XLV chart over the last year, it's just a clear uptrend. It made a low of around $65 back in December last year. And here we are at 81 now. It's gone through little highs and lows, but every low has not lasted too long. It's got bought up, and then we make a new high not too long after. So this pullback, while it's only a $4 pullback, I think it provides a really good opportunity. I think we'll probably make a new high before the end of the year. So that would probably be $85, $86 going into the end of the year. Now, I don't know about you, but I pay my own insurance, and my insurance keeps going up dramatically every year. I just got my new bill. Our healthy family of five got a 70% increase in our insurance premium next year. So that's exciting. I'm sure XLV is going to be a beneficiary of that somehow. Yeah,
so in other words, you're looking to profit from your own misery is what you're saying here.
Might as well make a little bit of this trade.
Okay, but on this trade, are you going to be buying XLV? Are you going to be looking for a leveraged option? Are you going to be buying shares? Are you going to be buying options?
You know, I'm going to be going options on this play mainly. I plan to buy some of the ETF in my personal account for a longer term hold. So as long as the stock stays above $78 in my plan there, if it stays above 78, I'm going to hold some of the ETF, my long-term portfolio, and just ride it out. I like the opportunity here, so I'm going to buy that. And then in the shorter term, I plan to buy some options on them. I'll probably buy options going into December at this point. I haven't made any purchases yet, so I'm just looking at this trade right now, but I plan to buy the actual ETF, not a leveraged version, but the actual ETF, and then options on XLV going into the end of the year. It's not very volatile. The options are relatively cheap right now, so I feel like I can buy 4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks out, and get a good price on those. The problem with the options is the spread is not as tight as I want it to be. So when you buy at the offer and try to sell at the bid, there could be a 10 or 20% difference there. So I just caution people to be really careful when you buy your options to get the best price possible you can. Even if it takes waiting an extra day or two to make a trade, you'll be better off if you get the best price possible waiting on the options.
And as you point out, you have not bought either the ETF or the options at this point. You have said the price that it has to stay above. What's going to actually make you pull the trigger?
I'm really close to right here. It's made several days of holding this last low. So I'm really close to making the trade right here. In fact, after this interview might be it. So what I'm looking at the hourly convergence here, and that's what I look at as my short-term trading setups. So right now I'm seeing the hourly indicators start to overlap each other. The 13 and the 30 simple moving average hourly are starting to roll over each other. So that provides some natural support. We've seen that hold up so many times on this ETF in particular, so I have no reason to doubt that it'll hold up this time. I also am looking at the IBB, which I think I talked about last week. That stock ETF still hasn't moved, but it's a biotech ETF. And when that starts to move, that's going to carry XLV with it as well. So I think the two are kind of tracking each other right now.
There you go. And it's the XLV looking for an end of the year run-up that would send it back towards or past its recent highs. And as Jeff pointed out, he's buying the ETF for his personal portfolio, and he's looking to trade XLV options. Jeff, thanks so much for joining me. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Chuck. I'll see you then.
Jeff Bishop is the editor at TopStockPicks.com. That's where you go if you want more information on what he's thinking about and how you can find out more about his services. He's the co-founder of RagingBull.com. And, of course, you have that website as well. Well, this was a great way to start the November 8th edition of Money Life. There's lots more to go, so settle back and relax. The big interview is next when we return in just a moment.